Welcome to the A Keen Mind podcast, episode number 7. I'm Jude, a licensed therapist and mindfulness meditation teacher. You know, most people are struggling with stress when they can't keep up with life's demands. I teach mindfulness meditation because it helps people find more joy and peace in life. And in today's show, I'm going to cover 4 ways that mindfulness can enhance our happiness. Following the talk, there'll be a guided meditation. If you're enjoying the show, please subscribe to the podcast and do me a favor, leave a rating. By doing this, it will make it easier for people to find the show. Also, if you happen to be in the Charlotte area and you're interested in learning more about mindfulness meditation, perhaps you would like to take a class with me in person. I teach the 8-week mindfulness-based stress reduction course that was created by Jon Kabat-Zinn. I'm holding an orientation at Elemental Healing Charlotte on September 11th at 6:45 p.m. It'll be about an hour and 15 minutes, and in that session, I will cover the course curriculum, what to expect. It's about 25 hours of direct instruction where I'll be leading you through various meditations, holding an all-day retreat, and you'll be given MP3 guided meditations and instructions to support you in your practice. You'd receive weekly emails to kind of encourage you to practice along with us and then come into the class and talk about your experiences. So many of the people that I have worked with have talked about the huge benefit of being in a room with other people with various issues. People come for all different kinds of reasons related to stress. And hearing people's different stories about how they couldn't seem to slow their mind down or how their anxiety started to be worse at first starting meditation, and then hearing them work through these struggles to develop a mindfulness practice that really helped them find more joy and peace in life really was so validating. I enjoy teaching in person. I enjoy teaching online, but I think there is no replacement for being live and in person with other people that we can connect to. So if you're interested, if this sounds like something that you would like to do, just register for the orientation. You can go to my website at akeenmind.com, and you can go to the events tab and register right there. The registration is $15 to reserve your space. There's still a few spaces left. Otherwise, you'd go to the waiting list, and I would still encourage you to come, even if you get put on the waiting list, because somebody may decide the course isn't right for them, and that slot might open up for you. So love to see you there. Reach out to me, ask any questions that you might have, and you can do that at jude@akeenmind.com. Let's just begin by taking a moment to do a very brief meditation. And we're just going to allow ourselves to be present in this moment, just noticing how your body and mind is, just allowing yourself to be as you are, whether you're sitting, standing, lying down. And just bringing awareness to the breath. Just sense and feel the breath flowing in and out. Notice where the mind goes when it doesn't want to be with the breath. And just invite yourself to come back again and again, allowing the body and the mind to settle in the space that it's in right here. And just taking a few more breaths from this space right here, seeing if you can feel the full in-breath and the full out-breath as you're present. And then gently allowing your awareness to come back to the room around you, bringing your attention back here, just to sound, just to listening. And I want to set the stage for this talk by sharing a brief story about how focused we can get on searching for what we want. So there's an old town with 3 stores side by side. All the stores sell similar items. And so one of the store owners puts out a sign that says, rock bottom prices. Another store owner puts out a sign that says, lowest prices in town. So the store owner in the middle was really in a conundrum. How in the world is he going to deal with these aggressive marketing techniques? So he thinks about it for a while and finally comes up with a bright idea, and he puts a sign that says main entrance. So you can see that when we're really fixated on trying to get what we want, we can lose sight of other things that are really important in our life. And the interesting thing is that often when we get what we want, it only provides temporary levels of happiness for us. So I'm going to talk tonight about four ways that mindfulness can enhance our happiness. And the first way is that it provides a sense of inner well-being. The second way is that it can enhance gratitude. And the third way is that it interrupts or stops negative thought patterns. And the fourth is that it helps us connect to others. So for inner well-being, mindfulness can really help us develop a sense of contentment because we're not overly fixated on looking for things outside of ourselves to make us happy. It's not that we don't pursue our desires when we're mindful. It's just that we're not clinging to them and expecting that that particular thing is going to bring us happiness. And how many times, myself included, have thought, if I only could have fill in the blank, more money, a relationship, approval, a position, then I would be able to be happy. And that's kind of like hedonic happiness, the pleasures that we experience in life from things and from circumstances that can add joy to our life. But what science has realized is that we really have a set point for our happiness. And they've even done research with lottery winners to show that after they win the lottery, yes, they do have a huge spike in their happiness, but then it tends to come right back down to a set point where it was prior to winning. But we're so fixated in believing that things outside of us are going to be the things that make us happy, when with mindfulness we can begin to take a look inside and be happy with who we are and where we're at to the best of our ability, and appreciating the things in our lives rather than seeking everything else in order to find happiness. And, you know, marketing basically is constantly telling people that they're not happy, and here's what you can have that will make you happy. Now, the next thing that really relates to inner well-being is having gratitude. And why mindfulness can help enhance our gratitude is because being mindful can help us slow down enough so that we can begin to notice things around us more clearly, that maybe things that would otherwise go unnoticed. Now, I think there's an old quote. There is an old quote. I'm not sure who said it. Maybe it's an anonymous one, but it's the easiest way to be happy is to choose what you have. And gratitude really turns what we have into being enough. You know, the smallest things that we can appreciate that we might be taking for granted could be a cool breeze on a hot day, a hot shower after we've been out in the yard working and we've really, well, I guess maybe not a hot shower, maybe a cold shower would feel more refreshing or even lukewarm. But just the fact that we can do that, that we have control over the temperature of our water, is really taken for granted when so many people around the world don't even have that luxury or even have running water. But when we get used to things, it's just a given, right? So we could savor things like a home-cooked meal, you know, a smile from somebody that we meet. And speaking of smiling and meeting other people, that's the next way, is that it can really help us connect more to other people. Being mindful can help us connect to others because we're being more present to notice others. And I don't know how many of you have ever been to Trader Joe's, but they clearly have trained their people to engage in small talk, to ask you small little questions like, hey, what are you going to be doing this weekend? Or, hey, I've tried that. That tastes really good. And just little small talk like that engages us and we can experience some level of happiness associated with connecting to other people. Harvard did a 75-year-long study that showed that relationships were the biggest factor to contributing to our happiness. And there's also been research that has shown that, you know, people are happy when they connect to strangers, but so much today we feel so isolated. People don't really talk to each other all that much because maybe they have their face buried in the smartphone, right? Of all these people that are talking to them, we're connected with so many people everywhere that sometimes we forget to connect to those who are right in front of us. And I'll be the first to say that I'm guilty of not wanting to connect with people sometimes out in these public arenas. You know, maybe they're not having the best day, or maybe they haven't been trained in customer service and it feels like a chore to try to connect with somebody like that. But I've done a little experiment and thought, you know, what would it be like if I just said, "Hey, John, where do you go to school?" You know, he's checking me out at the Harris Teeter, and I'm asking just a simple question of where he goes to school. And, "Oh, you know, I'm taking the semester off. I have to save up money for next year." And, you know, I said, "Oh, well, you know, hey, maybe do some traveling while you're young." And he said, "Oh, yeah, I'm so fortunate. I was able to go to Europe my senior year in high school for a couple of weeks. It was amazing." And just that small little interaction brought a smile to his face, and I felt good about having this small little interaction with somebody else. So see what it's like to connect to other people, especially the people that you see often that are in your life. Slow down, connect to them, maybe turn the TV off for a night, and see what it's like to have conversations. That can really instill some happiness, and mindfulness is helpful in allowing us to be more present with other people. And the last way is that mindfulness can really help us interrupt our negative thought patterns. And, you know, it doesn't stop all of our thoughts, of course, but it can interrupt them. And we can use mindfulness to interrupt a cascade of negative thoughts. And I've covered this skill before. It's quite simple. But when that starts happening, take a moment to stop. Take some deep conscious breaths and observe where your mind was prior to stopping. Were you lost in thought? And then observe that present moment, seeing if you can allow the body to be at rest, to be at ease, letting go, letting be. And then proceeding throughout the day by being present and repeating that process again and again when you get bogged down and negative thoughts. Because when we can interrupt these thoughts, we can more clearly see that we're not our thoughts. They're just thoughts. They're things that are passing by, just like clouds in the sky. Rather than believing every thought that we have, we can just see it for what it is. It's just a thought. And speaking of, being able to be happy, Anthony DeMello describes happiness as absolute cooperation with the inevitable. And when we can be accepting and cooperative to how this present moment is going, then we can more easily be happy. You know, I was listening to Tara Brach's podcast recently, and she gave the example of improv comedy actors and a skill that they have, basically a trick. In order to be more creative with one another, one of the tricks is that each actor needs to completely accept what the other one has done and then to work with that. And I think that that's often the case in life. The more acceptance we can bring to the situation at hand, the more workable it is for us. We don't have to like it, and it can be very challenging at times. And I want to come back to gratitude for a moment, because Marty Siegelman did a study that showed that gratitude could help people who were majorly depressed. And one of the activities that he gave the participants in the research study was he asked them to write a 300-word letter to someone who had changed their life for the better, to be specific about what the person did and how it affected you. Deliver the letter in person, preferably without telling them in advance of what the visit was about, and to read the entire letter slowly to them. And afterwards, They were happier and less depressed. My challenge to you is to think if there is somebody in your life that you could write a letter to, and what would it be like if you delivered that and read that to them? You know, it would be a great experience for the person that you're reading it to, but chances are it would be an even better experience for you. It's the joy of giving, instilling more happiness. So now what we're going to do is transition into doing a guided meditation. So we can meditate standing, sitting, lying down. I would encourage you not to be overly rigid, but just to take a posture that is alert and awake yet comfortable for you. And we're going to begin by just noticing the breath, just watching the breath flow in and out. Noticing the breath wherever you can feel it most distinctly, the nostrils, the back of the throat, the chest, the belly. Remember, you don't have to think about breathing. You've been doing it your whole life. You're just watching the breath. Notice where the mind goes when it doesn't want to be with the breath, making room and space for the mind to be as it is, acknowledging what's present, and inviting yourself to come back to the breath, gently, kindly, yet firmly, again and again. Coming back to the breath, just watching, sensing, feeling this breath. As you're invited to bring to mind what's brought you here, what matters. This is known as intention and can help fuel how we're paying attention in this moment. So when you think about what matters, whisper it to yourself in your mind. May I be, may I feel, and fill in the blank or blanks that make sense for you. Happy, peaceful, safe, loved, free. And if nothing comes to mind, just notice this. You don't have to force anything to happen. It'll unfold in its own timing. But if there is something here, whisper it again to yourself. It can be one thing or multiple things. May I be, may I feel, and fill in the blank or blanks. Happy, peaceful, confident, free, safe, healthy. Now you're invited to move your attention now back to the breath. Just watching the rhythm and flow of the breath, the soft touch of the breath. Noticing the coolness as you breathe in, and the warmth as you breathe out. You're invited to expand awareness to include the body as a whole. Sitting here, lying here, standing here, breathing. Noticing the subtle movements that take place in the body as you breathe in and out. Every in-breath is a new arrival. And every out-breath is a letting go. You can actually sense the body let go of the breath. You're invited now to see if it's possible for you to place your awareness of breathing all the way down in the belly. If it makes sense, you can even place your hand over your belly. And as you breathe in, just sense and feel the belly expand on the in-breath. and contract on the out-breath. And if your attention doesn't want to stay with the belly, just feel the breath wherever you're able. But if you can, allow yourself to settle the attention all the way down in the belly, watching the breath flow in and flow out. As you breathe in, notice the body fill with aliveness. And as you breathe out, see if you can soften down the length of the body without forcing or trying to make it happen. In a sense, we're just allowing the body to be as it is. So if there's tightness or tension that still remains, just let it float in your awareness. There's nothing to do about it. You're invited now to place attention and awareness at the bottoms of the feet, perhaps noticing where they're making contact with the floor, with the surface beneath you, with sock, shoe, anything that you can detect. And just allow your awareness to scan along the bottoms of the feet, sensing and feeling what you can. Noticing warmth, coolness, tingling, non-feeling. There's no right or wrong experience. There's just noticing how yours is in this moment. Letting the bottoms of the feet be just as they are. As breath by breath, we invite our awareness to work its way upward as we become aware of the toes. Noticing the big toe all the way down to the smallest toe on both feet. Noticing the spaces between the toes. And breath by breath, drawing awareness upward as we become aware of the tops of the feet. Noticing the sides of the feet, the outside edges of the feet, the arches of the feet. Noticing the Achilles on both feet. And then allowing awareness to settle in the ankle joints. And then feeling both feet from the inside out all the way up into the ankle joints. Noticing what you can. Seeing if you can remain curious. Remembering that if the mind gets pulled in different directions or you get ahead of yourself, you go to a different body part, you just notice that and invite yourself to sense and feel the feet once again, letting them be. And again, you're invited to place attention at the ankle joints and slowly allow attention to work its way up as you notice the shins, the calf muscles, all the way up into the knee joints. Perhaps you're able to sense the distance from the knee joints to the ankle joints, being curious, noticing. Noticing muscle, bone. And then allowing attention to settle at the knee joints. And breath by breath, inviting our awareness and attention to work its way up into the upper legs. Noticing the quadriceps, the hamstrings, the muscles and the bones of the upper legs all the way up into the hip joints. Letting them be, remaining curious, open to your experience, seeing if it's possible to let go of judgment, criticism, and to be here for the felt sense of what you're able to detect letting the legs be. And gently shifting our awareness to the hips, these large bones. Noticing what you can hear, the bones, the muscles around the bones. Letting them be. Noticing the pelvic region of the body, areas of reproduction and elimination. And allowing this area of the body to be just as it is. Breath by breath, you're invited to draw attention and awareness up into the space of the belly. See if you can sense and feel the belly from the inside out. Perhaps allowing the belly to be soft and undefended, just like a toddler, letting it be. Maybe sensing the breath flow in and out of the belly, letting be. As we draw awareness and attention up, begin to notice the chest, the sternum. What are you able to detect here? What can you sense or feel at the space of the heart? Is it possible to allow the heart and the chest to be at ease? Perhaps having gratitude for the alive space of the heart, knowing that it beats on average 100,000 times every day, sustaining us, keeping us here. And the sternum that protects the heart, letting be. Breath by breath, you're invited to draw attention and awareness up into the space of the shoulders. See if you can sense and feel the shoulders from the inside out. Maybe allowing them to drop away from the head. And imagine the shoulders are like ice melting to water, going from ice to water, letting them settle. Allowing the shoulders to go from water to gas, becoming even lighter, but not forcing. There is no right or wrong experience to be having. So if the shoulders feel tight or tense, just let the tension float in your awareness. Nothing to do about it. You're not doing anything wrong. You're just noticing. Breath by breath, drawing awareness upward. As you pay attention now to the oval of the face, the skin of the face, see if you can let the face be at ease, at rest, unhinging the jaw, allowing the tongue to relax to its base, letting be. Breath by breath, allowing attention to settle in the hands. Really see if you can sense and feel the hands from the inside out. Noticing warmth, tingling, aliveness. Being aware of the fingers, the knuckles, the joints. See if you can allow them to be open. To rest just where they are. As you're curious about what you're able to sense and feel. Letting be. Gently, kindly bringing your awareness back to the breath. As you're invited now to listen to a quote by Nietzsche. He says, "For happiness, how little suffices for happiness. The least thing precisely, the gentlest thing, the lightest thing, a lizard's rustling, a breath, a whisper, an eye glance. Little maketh up the best happiness. Be still. Now you can give yourself the gift of coming out of the meditation softly and gently, perhaps allowing the eyes to open, subtle movements. And allowing yourself to proceed with mindfulness throughout your day, throughout your evening, whenever you may be listening. Thank you guys so much for listening and tuning in. And don't forget, if you have questions, please reach out to me. If you're having challenges with meditation, you don't feel like you're getting this, I would love to hear from you. Until next time, take care.